Hello, guys, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It podcast. That's right. This is your podcast to hear about my Twitter. Byron Broussard here, your host. And in celebration of the album that you may or may not know about, I will do this verse to this opening theme song. Welcome to the show. Happy is as happy does. My hands are tied but not for fuzz. My mind has got control of me. Won't let me write, won't let me be content with anything I think. To give my mind a use to drink till the blood starts to think. Run away, mind is never run a train, never going straight to one particular thing. Just waiting here to condescend anything I come up with. Spin me in circles, now I'm dizzy as shit. Try to sit down, but it tells me to stand. Never wanted to be this awkward man. Talented enough to be a one-man band with the confidence of a wounded lamb. Now it's telling me to tell you that I was playing. No. Yes, that was the verse brought to you by my album being available online at Bandcamp. Yes, that is lordbyron.bandcamp.com. Get that album today. Postgamop 2813, Hide Your Sin. And that's what you call a plug. A plug of my own shit on my own shit. Yes, like a shit ice cream sundae topped with shit. You know, plugging my shit on my own shit. Bringing it full circle. You guys, this is a very spontaneous record. I was sitting in my room, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, and I was sitting there, and it's, you know, like a few hours before stand-up starts going on. I was like, what can I do between these hours? And I was like, you know what, I didn't put out a podcast this week, so I should do that. You know, I should do that. I should put that out. The last podcast, I said a lot of things. I said quite a bit. Quite a bit of things that sounded like facts. But you should know, if you listen to this podcast, it's podcasts, I made it plural, because it should have been, if you listen to these podcasts, you should know that this isn't where you're going to find your truth at. You truth seekers, you truthers, this isn't going to be your spot for facts. This isn't, you know, Fact Corner from Lord B. I'm not just going to be spouting facts. This isn't sports talk, you know. I don't know all the ins and outs. I don't know the measurement of how far the three-point line is compared to the free throw and why that distance equals, you know, one more point. You know, I don't understand it. that's one of those facts that could be untrue. You know, somebody could be like, that's not a correct basketball reference joke. And I'll just have to deal with that. You know, I just own up to it. I was wrong, okay? The Hookahs and Ron Nola weren't free, okay? I was wrong, you understand? Truthers, you truth seekers, goddamn, they weren't free, okay? Also, Young Funny broke up with Kenny, so now that place isn't, you know, it's still running. I should say it's still running. It's a functioning place, Ron Nola. On Tuesdays is now Kenneth Harris's mic. Kenneth Harris is no longer in Young Funny, so Ron Nola is no longer Young Funny's mic. And that's the end of that weird conversation. But now I'm only thinking about it because I'm alone in a room telling myself that it's the end of a conversation that I'm having with myself. So I'm just like dwelling on it like, huh, I wonder if anybody's going to go after next Tuesday. I think people might show up. I think at least 3 comics might show up, you know? But maybe not, because Facebook is vicious and people can see it. Yeah, these are inside jokes for people who don't listen, because I know one day everything will, you know, get off the ground. This is like the Wright brothers. I'm pushing a plane, and we're getting closer and closer to that cliff, you know? And if this plane doesn't work, we're jumping off that cliff with that plane, you know? You understand? You get it? You know, you get what I'm saying? We got a finite amount of time, people. We have a finite amount of time together. Okay, get your shit together and get on this motherfucking plane. Take your snakes with you. Yeah, that's right. We don't mind snakes on this plane, bitch. Take your snakes. Ah, New Orleans, the voodoo queen. You guys, Kendrick Lamar came out with an album. That was fun, right? He said nigga a lot. Like, he says nigga a lot, dude. But then he, like, at the end, he wraps it up and he's like, niggas is a term that means royalty, you see. Niggas is kings and queens. Niggas, you niggas in Ethiopia are just running things so splendidly. Niggas. So, yes, that happened. There's just a lot of cursing on that album, but it's really good. I like his flows. I like the beats. Somebody described the drums as dusty. And I really thought that was cool. Like, that stuck with me. I was like, yeah, is this what dusty drums sound like? Throughout the whole album, I'm like, yeah, I like these dusty drums. I need to invest in some dust and put that on the drum set. Start a business, you know? Really think about my life. My album came out recently. And I say recently because time is relative. And each time I put it on a new platform, I feel like it's just coming out for the first time on that new platform. So I just keep saying my album came out recently on Bandcamp. And when I put it on Bandcamp, I knew that you could sell albums on Bandcamp. This was a fact that does not need to be fact checked by the Grammar Nazi Heaven Association. Okay. I knew that you can sell music, but what I did not know is that the music you're selling is listenable for free. Okay, so on Bandcamp.com, you upload an album to be freely streamed and downloaded for a cost. So people can go to Bandcamp, Lord Byron, that's LordByron, period, BandCamp, period, COM. Yeah, and you just go there and, like, you can hear my whole album except for that one bonus track. You can't hear that bonus track, motherfucker, unless you download that shit for $10, $10 or more, nigga. Yeah. That shit expensive. That's hot off the presses, my nigga. Because I built that shit with my hands. I molded that shit with clay, you know? I molded that shit with my words. We call that ground up, but it's really from the mind out. So if you want to find out what Lord Byron is about, then you're going to have to stick it out. You get it? Yeah. I did that really cool. That was acting because I had written that previously. I like to go behind the studios as soon as the joke is made just to, you know, build up and break down the walls all within like 3 seconds. It's amazing. And then once I've broken down the walls and I'm just sitting there in my boxers in my bed, cross-legged with a mic in my hand, just talking to a wall, Like, that's when you understand the genius. That's when you really get the genius, you know? Like, the real genius behind it. You know, the genius behind us all. The man in the mirror. He's looking, y'all. He's kind of tall. He's very bald. His skin color. None of your business, okay? Get out of your heads, people. Get out of your iPods. Get out of your mind. Get out of your mind. Little John says it best. Or whoever the fuck that is. The East Side Boys or something. The boys from the East. That warm, fuzzy feeling. And when I say feeling, I mean sound. That sound is my beard rubbing against the mic. Is this dead space good for you? Is it going as good for you as it is for me? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. A little longer. Just a little bit. Just a little bit longer. All right, that got out of hand really fast. You guys, I have no more news about what's going on in the world of comedy, but in the world of music, there has been an album called Strangers to Ourselves by one called Modest Mouse. A band called Modest Mouse. And their album is pretty fucking amazing. It's strange. There's one song that feels like a rap song, but like a Rick Ross song where he just like raps slowly, you know? But yeah, Modest Mouse was like rapping. And then I looked up the meaning behind the song, you know, I wanted to get behind the curtain. I wanted to ruin the illusion. And I Googled it and I found out that their song One Pistol, or I Got My Pistol, or I did something with the word pistol in it. That song was about this serial killer who was pretty much a sociopath that roamed the world killing people who were closest to him, or that like he would get to know him and like they would piss him off a little bit and she would shoot him, and then he would like hide the body and just move on to the next place. And the song's really cool, and it kind of alludes to violence, but it doesn't go into the details of the violence. So it's really just like a really cool road trip song where like you're going on a road trip with a person who has a pistol. Like, it's just really cool. Like, just the edge of danger, but you're not really in the danger zone. Where my Archer fans at the danger zone. I have some like congestion in my nose and I'm really self-conscious about how I sound right now. So if I just start to go into these tones, just know it's because I don't want to take too many breaths, too many loud breaths, because you hear the congestion. And when I keep it down to here, I feel like I can get a few more words out than normal, you know? So like I could control my breath a little bit more when my tone is down here. Instead of up here, where I have to take breaths like every two or three words, you know? like really short breaths because my congestion, like I can't really breathe through my nose too well. And then I started sounding like this. And so I just keep it low. Keep it simple. Stupid. It's not good at all. Should probably take some drugs for that. Anybody got any drugs? Talking to myself. Oh, what a lonely world. Talking to myself. Oh, what a lonely world. Talking to myself. Oh, what a lonely world. Talking to my what a lonely world. This has got to be the worst episode ever. Oh my god, you're a trooper if you made it this far. I'm going to get into some tweets from 2013, from August 2013. I feel like I have more to talk about, so I guess we'll stumble into it. I'm gonna keep it loosey-goosey with the tweets. Okay, I missed the button. Okay, loosey-goosey, this is loosey-goosey, loosey-goosey, this is loosey-goosey, this is loosey-goosey. If someone were to ask how many souls you have inebriated, would your answer please the overlord? Inebriated was a word I made based off the fact that I am a Libra. And to alleviate things, inebriated, you know, so just childish stuff, puns, plays on words. Things to do with astronomy. On a more or less real note, fourth season of Fringe was amazing. I wish I fucked up so bad. I just want to rewind. Can we rewind together? Can we rewind our mind? On a more or less real note, fourth season of Fringe was amazing. I wish Bell could have become his own god, though. It would have been classic. Is it weird watching shows after they aired? But I hope season 5 doesn't start in the season 4's future thing with the observers everywhere. Why so curious? The cat's out of the Gucci bag, boy. There's no stopping us now. I wish I had come up with the business of getting paid to tweet for people. And on that note, if anyone wants me to tweet for them, hit me up. I'll spend my boring life pretending to tweet details of your boring life. Mosquitoes are so inconvenient. I have bites on the worst places. Hashtag truth. We should all smoke too. If you can kill the ozone, does that mean it's alive? If so facto, the ozone is a god. Look, all I'm trying to say is that God doesn't think the Priuses are gay. Oh, I missed tweeting. It's breezy outside and the sun is going down. This is truly the end of something great and terrible. When I am alone and most comfortable, I speak with a European accent. Enunciate, nigga! In the first, cut is the deepest. Oh, I messed that one up. I'm gonna restart that one. Oh, keep it sexual, baby. If the first cut is the deepest, then what is the goal here? I close my eyes and take 5 bold steps toward hell. Hashtag inebriated. I'm looking for something that isn't promotion for Post-Gamop, which is an album that just came out on Bandcamp. Hey, you remember that. You're good. You're smart. I really like Gilmore Girls, no homo. Fuck you, mosquitoes. I'm going home in my Cartman voice. That wasn't my Cartman voice. I probably should have read the Cartman thing before I started. Huh. Second Comedy Bang Bang's dick have a retweet. It says Comedy Bang Bang episode 236 was amazing. The 12 heavens were too funny. Oh, that's really cool. You should check out episode 236 of Comedy Bang Bang and listen to I forget the guy's name. It's probably Horatio, who comes up with 12 heavens. It's really funny. Looking for more tweets that I can read in my weird voice. What? I wasn't doing a weird voice. Ooh, a live tweet. You wanna get into this live tweet? How much minutes have I been running? 23, we can end with this live tweet. This is going to be fun. It's a live tweet of an album. I like this band a lot, so I'm really happy to be giving them a shout out. These are a group of guys from Italy out there in Europe playing metal music. Sometimes with English lyrics, sometimes Italian. I'm just going to start off these tweets. Should I read it? No. Yeah. Okay. Have you heard Horizon of Events EP by Underskies on hashtag SoundCloud? Intro is some airplane talk. Nice setting. Hashtag live tweet Underskies EP. Hashtag live tweet Underskies EP. First song, Pandorum. Very heavy and fast paced. I gotta love the pulses and the syllables. Live tweet Underskies. Breakdown. Live tweet undisguised. Chaos Oscillator. Very interesting name of the second and third song. IDK if I'm counting the intro or not. Live tweet undisguised. Background singing is delightful. I'm digging the message. If I were in a library, I would be blasting this music loud as hell. If I were not in a library, I would be blasting this music loud as hell. Chaos Oscillator had a pause and the music started again. Very engaging and a bridge. Very well put together. Damn, I didn't expect that heavy-ass breakdown. I should have, though. Next up is Alpha Loop. Alpha Loopy. Alpha Loopy. I switched to the Bandcamp page for this one. Alpha Loopy reminds me of college days, walking on campus and listening to Sky Eats Airplane. Nobody can hurt me because my heart is set in stone. Real shit. They got their breaks, key changes, and all down packed. Guitar solo. Pulsing Echoes is up next. Starts extremely heavy. I think I hear keyboards in the back. Very nice touch. As soon as I type that, pianos start playing. Have you heard Horizons of Events by Underskies on SoundCloud? I have to admit, I will not catch the theme most songs till the end of the second listen. Correction, on the title of this gem, Pulsating Echoes is the name. The guitarist is wow. Gotta love these solos. I also enjoy songs that end in solos. Next up is Quasar Interlude. Very electronic. Someone can play the piano, huh? LOL, amazing beat. Next is I Am Justice, which starts with a nice transition from a classy interlude. This song goes hard. The pulses make everything better. Who mixed and mastered this, boss? It's hard listening to this EP and not headbanging. I can foresee much hardcore dancing in Underskies' future. Oh shit, the transition in I Am Justice led by the snare like a marching band into a breakdown. So my god, you're making me want to kick things. Last song. Collapse comes in very loud, surround sound type deal with pianos and other keyboard types of things. I can only imagine what waits after this beautiful piano piece. Anticipation builds even after the EP is over, fades out with amp buzz. This has been a live tweet of Underskies EP, Horizon of Events. Fight for your right to dream, hashtag inebriated. All right, that was some twittering from August 2013, back when I was awesome, back when you were pretty, you know, back in the day. We used to play. I'm not gonna sing anymore. It's fucked up to sing for you. You didn't ask for it. You know, you didn't buy my album on Bandcamp. You know, Lord Byron Bandcamp. You didn't buy that. Next time I'm gonna come here with a guest, and they're gonna talk about shit they want you to buy, and you better buy that shit. Okay? Don't make me look like an asshole. You know, telling people that they're going to get, you know, some type of benefit from coming here, you know, And you don't even buy their things. How does that make me look? Huh? Yeah. That's what I thought. You tweeted, you meaned it. Episode 11, greatness.